AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Another round of heavy storms and strong winds across Texas include possible tornadoes and flash flooding. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
A day after flash flooding, high winds and possible tornadoes in Texas, more of the same for Houston and surrounding towns. Harris County Emergency Management spokesman Francisco Sanchez says police and fire were busy with a number of rescues.
A couple of dozen high water rescues that took place this morning.
A tornado rumbled through Alvin, Texas before dawn. Another was reported in the Houston suburbs. The weekend storm follows Friday's severe weather that dumped more than 16 inches of rain on Austin, leading to killer flash flooding. I'm Tim McGuire.
President Obama says it's time to reform the criminal justice system.
I believe we can disrupt the pipeline from underfunded schools to overcrowded jails. I believe we can address the disparities in the application of criminal justice, from arrest rates to sentencing to incarceration.
He spoke in his weekly political media address. In this week's Republican address, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski says the Obama administration continues to deny Alaska its best opportunities in energy production.
The administration is opening the door for Iranian oil production, but closing it on Alaskan oil. And while the consequences are not yet evident, they will be.
A team continues trying to help a humpback whale entangled in fishing line off the California coast. But as correspondent Gillian Flaccus reports, it's tricky.
It's a very dangerous and risky operation because the whale, when they get close, the whale doesn't understand they're trying to help it. It gets very agitated, and it actually breached a couple times yesterday and kept diving down. So it made the rescue operation pretty difficult.
This is AP Radio News. The Republican National Committee is suspending a debate partnership with NBC News.
CNBC was heavily criticized for the Republican presidential debate it hosted earlier this week. During that debate, Ted Cruz told the moderators to focus on issues and not meaningless questions.
Donald Trump, are you a comic book villain? Ben Carson, can you do math? John Kasich, will you insult two people over here? Marco Rubio, why don't you resign?
RNC Chairman Reince Priebus says some of the questions were inaccurate and downright offensive. The RNC also told NBC the network is out as co-host of a Republican presidential debate in February. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The owner of the Philadelphia Inquirer says its sister paper, the Philadelphia Daily News, plans to merge newsrooms and cut jobs but continue to put out two separate papers. The publisher's digital version will also be part of the consolidation. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.